people have powerful feelings about the traffic in Los Angeles, it says something that local officials warned motorists about a temporary road work closure on the 405 last year by calling it Carmageddon. Angelenos took the hint, and this weekend they're expected to steer clear of the latest 405 closure, named, of course, Carmageddon 2. That's how it is in L.A., a snarl of overstuffed freeways and commuters who keep their cool, except when they don't. KPCC's Stephen Cuevas has this profile of a punk rocker whose music expresses the insanity of L.A. traffic while extolling the virtues of public transit.
Couple of things you need to know about Eddie Solis. He lives in L.A., loves the band Kiss, and does not own a car.
Being someone who's from L.A., born and raised, and, you know, having a few cars in my past, I saw the city much differently through a different perspective through the eyes of a bus rider.
Want to stall way the back?
Sure. Line 18, Wilshire, Western Station.
Just steps from the front door of his home, across the street from a tortilla factory in L.A.'s Boyle Heights neighborhood, Solis catches a bus that connects him with the city's subway and the commuter train he catches to his day job at an indie record label in Hollywood.
It just opened me up to, like, little neighborhoods, galleries, clubs, bars, just everything. Just seeing what's out there, little pockets of the city.
Solis's journeys aboard L.A. buses and subway cars informs a lot of the material on The New Los Angeles Part 1, Through the Eyes of a Bus Rider, the latest release by the singer-guitarist band It's Casual. In Solis's vision of a new Los Angeles, people abandon their cars, climb aboard public transit, and rediscover their communities. One song extols the virtues of the L.A. County Metropolitan Transit Agency's Easy Pass and the urban underbelly it introduces to the rider.
And that's a nod and homage to, you know, the people who know what you can even go cheaper and really beat the system and really steer away from spending money on gas and oil profits and all that. Is all it takes for me to witness racial tension, for me to witness illegal aliens. It's not to paint a negative picture, it's just my perspective of what is seen.
Off the bus and back on the street, we make our way past a jazz saxophonist playing for pocket change and down a long escalator to catch a train.
So, where are we now?
We're at the Red Line station, the Pershing Square station in downtown L.A.
And what's our destination?
We're going to go down Fairs, another tier, and in about 5 minutes, we're going to get on the Red Line going northbound.
Okay, yeah. Let's go.
The Metro Red Line snakes from North Hollywood to downtown Los Angeles. It's the train that inspired It's Casual's signature tune and spawned a viral internet video. It was partly filmed late at night on a moving train as it hurtles from station to station. Solis thrashes away on his guitar and barks the lyrics, which celebrate the Red Line and call out the congested freeways that coil around Los Angeles.
Este es un tren de Metro Red Line a North Hollywood.
The freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the 210, the freeways are not so nice.
The thread that comes out of the record that ties everyone together is just like, be alive, don't be a victim of having a car.
MTA spokesman said he couldn't comment on Eddie Solis's furious pro-Metro message, but the Red Line video was a hit at the offices of Move LA.
Eddie's done a good job. Thank you, Eddie.
It's the public transportation advocacy group headed by former Santa Monica Mayor Denny Zane. He liked the juxtaposition of Solis blissfully riding L.A. public transit in one scene with scenes of the band raging against those notorious freeway jams.
Eddie is all frantic when he talks about highways. And so mellow when he's like grooving on a skateboard and on the bus and on the Red Line, there's a metaphor for the transformation, you know, from the, oh my God, I just got to get out of the traffic to, hey, this is cool. I can mellow out.
Or you can blast the tune like Too Many People as you claw your way across Los Angeles by car, bus, or skateboard. Too Many People could also be a motto for It's Casual. Over the years, the band whittled itself down to a power duo of Solis and a rotating cast of drummers. So you may think the burly, bearded punk rocker just can't get along with freeways, with people, or his native L.A. Not true.
I love it. I love everything about it. I've traveled throughout the U.S. many times, and I could never look forward enough to coming back. The weather, the different cultures, the landscape. I was just like, you know what? Now I know why everyone moves to L.A.
Solis will bring the love and the volume during a Red Line mini tour next month. It's Casual will play a different venue within walking distance of several Red Line metro stops from Union Station to West Hollywood. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas.
That's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director this week is Nina Thorson. Seal Muller is our technical producer. We had additional engineering from Danny Bringer and Howard Gelman. Thanks to Hank Hadley at KCBX. Our online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Our interns are Catherine Borgeson and Rachel Johnson. Tyke Hendricks is our elections editor with production help from Tina Lauerberg. We had editing support from Paul Rogers. Victoria Malione is our associate senior producer. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens in schools at calendow.org. And Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information at chevron.com.
The 210, the 605, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the 210, the freeways are not so nice. The 101, the 405, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the I-10, the freeways are not so nice. The 210, the 605, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the I-10. The I-5, the I-10, the freeways are not so nice. The 101, the 405, the freeways are not so nice. The 605, the 101, the 101, the 101, the I-10, the 210, the 605, the 101, the 405, the I-10, the freeways are not so nice. The red light.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 80th episode of Los Angeles Nista. I'm your host, creator, and producer, Edward Solis. And today, we're going to explain to everyone what the MTA is doing for the holiday season. My in-studio guest, Ann Chen, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Great. You know, I saw a press release go around and it caught my eye because, for one, it involved taking public transportation in Los Angeles, which is exactly what this show's about, showing people how to see LA without a car. And showing people, you're showing people that there's art in every station, you know, and that's part of what we're going to talk about. The other part is that how MTA goes on and steps out to support independent business and give discounts. And it's a great time of year to get the family out and do all this because it's the holiday season.
Right. Well, actually, a lot of people don't know this about Metro yet, but Metro stations all have a little bit of art in them, whether it's on the walls, on the benches, hanging from the ceilings. And so we do have Metro Art Tours. This is kind of a little bit of a newer program. Most of the tours take place on Saturday, but these new tours take place after work on Thursday evenings. So it's the first Thursday of every month. And these tours kind of take you around a little bit. It's after work, which is convenient for a lot of people. So maybe, you know, you're getting off of work. Instead of going straight home, you can kind of come check out Metro, take it and see it in a different kind of perspective. And at the same time, then you can go out and enjoy some of these great, you know, events that are taking place and place the businesses downtown. And by going Metro, you get to take advantage of a great discount.
That's exciting. Now, you know what's interesting? I did an episode with a woman who is commissioned to do one of the new subway stations that are going to be going out to Santa Monica.
Okay.
And so, you know, when I did that episode, that really opened my eyes and ears to how much art is facilitated by the MTA. I mean, just to go off on a different direction really quick, I wanted to articulate to our listeners that you guys commission artists to, you know, participate in installing their art in certain stations. Now, I think almost every station I've seen on the Gold Red Line and even some of the Gold Line has a very art friendly. There's a lot of beautiful art that's been installed. Now, is this the first time you guys actually do any kind of art tours, or has that happened before?
No, the Metro Art Tours, the ones that take place on Saturdays, they are we've been running those for a couple of years now. It's just a different way to get people involved so they can kind of tour the system, see what it's all about, and check out the great art that we have out there. We have some great artists. They're usually local artists that we bring them in, and they create these great pieces that reflect the local culture. So, you know,
very cohesive to that stops area.
Exactly.
And it makes you feel at home.
Yeah, so I think people learn a little bit about the history of the area. For example, like in the Hollywood station, you don't know it, it's Hollywood and Vine. The little, I can't remember what they're called, the musical notes.
Yeah.
They actually sing, they play out, you know, Hooray for Hollywood. So,
really?
You know, it's like little touches like that.
So the notes that are painted, if you actually played those on an instrument, it's Hooray for Hollywood.
Right.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so people don't always know that, but then they find it out and it's kind of fun. And then they kind of remember these fun things and associate them with going Metro.
That's really cool. You know, also, there's that station in particular has these huge film can reels, mm-hmm. and there must be 1,000, like, just, you know, very, I don't know if it's, they're carefully glued or screwed in to the ceiling.
Yes.
Of that station. It makes a really nice backdrop.
Yeah, I think it really plays up on the whole Hollywood thing. So if you're a tourist, especially from out of town even, or just out of the LA area, you come in and you see it. It kind of makes you excited to be, you know, you're in Hollywood.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So let's talk about this upcoming tour. You guys are going to start at Union Station.
Yes, so the tours take place at 5:30 p.m. Everyone meets at the Union Station information kiosk. And from there, everyone actually gets a tap card with a day pass on it. So you don't have to buy your own tap card. You don't have to pay for any fare. That's one of the perks of this tour, is that you get the tap card and you can spend the rest of the day using it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
And then so from there, the tour goes on to Civic Center Station, and then it explores there a little bit, and then it ends at Pershing Square Station. So around about 7:30-ish. And at Pershing Square, I'm sure a lot of people know this already, they have the outdoor ice rink, Downtown on Ice.
Yep.
And so that's where the tour lets out. And then afterwards, if you're up for it, you can go ice skating. And with your tap card, you get $1 off admission.
So, I mean, you're leading everyone. Like, this tour is amazing because just to be at Union Station, mm-hmm. when I depart from a train, I always like to walk through front to back just to take it in because the architecture is so beautiful.
Yes, Union Station has a lot of history. There's a lot of things there to explore, and there's fun little secret things too that I don't want to say and give it away here. But and then you learn so much about the station that you've never noticed before just by walking by. And maybe you saw something and it didn't stand out to you then, but then you learn about it and then suddenly, you know, it becomes this really cool thing and you want to tell everyone about it.
Exactly. I mean, just to walk through and take it in, it's an experience. And between, you know, commutes, sometimes I do that. Now that there's a Starbucks, I always do that.
Oh, no.
I need my coffee. But I mean, you know, just the decor, the architecture, and there's even an aquarium in there, which is pretty cool. You can walk behind the aquarium and kind of, it's kind of like your own little sanctuary, you know, because people don't do that.
Yeah, people don't know that there, you know, I think we're one of the few train stations that has an aquarium.
That's really cool.
And it actually, it's a little bit of history about the LA River that used to run through this area when they dug it up to build the Union Station.
Oh.
So the aquarium is sort of like an homage to that.
Oh, it's a nod to the aquatic scenery that was there.
Right.
Wow. You know, what's also really cool is that, you know, Union Station, they have a nice room for events that I've attended. I went there for a Move LA event. It's the Harvey Room.
Yes.
And I've seen a lot of private events being held there. I mean, it's super extravagant and just very old LA and the craftsmanship. I mean, just to walk through there, like you know, these are components that I hope people want to go for themselves and see and take public transportation. It's just a great, great place to, you know, end up.
Yeah, I think right now the Harvey House restaurant is not open to the public in general. So, but we are actually having events there. And the next one is actually coming up next week. It's on Tuesday from, I believe, 1 to 3 p.m. If you drop by there at that time, you can actually get some free desserts. We're having a little dessert pop-up cafe for Thanksgiving Nica.
Mm-hmm.
And
Is that what you're calling it?
Well, apparently, that's what everyone's calling it, apparently. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime Thanksgiving and Hanukkah kind of, you know, coincide with each other.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're kind of celebrating that.
Thanksgiving-ica.
Yeah, so it's a chance to go get like a little, you know, a little dessert, a little treat for yourself, and then you can check out the Harvey House restaurant, you know, from the inside.
Wow. Now, the the art tour, so do you know offhand what genre or category the art falls into? I mean, I know it's all cohesive to the area, but I mean, how would you categorize it? Do you know?
I think it really depends. I think because different artists work on different stations. So I don't know that there's a cohesiveness within, you know, the whole entire system. But I mean, in general, it reflects, you know, the LA culture, like such as Pershing Square. We've got neon lights decorating it. Because as an nod to, like, you know, the first neon lights that were used in LA, I think in 1924.
Right.
So that's something that, you know, people don't know that LA is one of the first cities
that's
to have
fun
neon.
Fact. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, so we've got neon in the stations.
Very cool. Now, the where the tour ends at Pershing Square, the ice skating rink is always a huge institution and destination for the holidays. I mean, I think it goes all the way up to Martin Luther King holiday. I think they keep it up. That long, you know.
Depending on the weather, I think, too.
Yeah, but it's usually up to at least mid-January.
Right.
Sometimes I always think Martin Luther King weekend is when, you know, when you have that Monday off, that's when the ice skating rink is up. But there's also a new cafe at Pershing Square.
We saw that walking by. I had not heard about that yet.
Yeah, but you saw the banner, right?
I did.
Yeah, and I just noticed that last week, and it seems like, you know, from what I gather, I mean, I see a lot of foot traffic, and it seems like another component that's added to that area, which is great. The discounts, let's talk about that. The discounts that MTA does facilitate, you know, I've used them a few places. I'm a big music fan, so I go to Amoeba.
Okay.
I love, you know, doing episodes here and jumping on the red line after in the evening and taking it, you know, northbound to Hollywood and Vine and having a nice little walk. I mean, taking public transportation is, you get so many more pros than cons.
Yeah, it's, you know, a chance to just, you know, see the city and take your time.
Right? Yeah, and you think about it. I mean, you know, if you got a lot of commitments, work, business, pleasure, it's kind of like, you know, you could sit down, someone else drives you.
Right.
It's not as expensive.
You know,
no wear and tear, no stress. And you could write your emails. And even though you're underground on the red line,
right,
you could draft them, and when you get up to street level, they send.
Right.
So I mean, you could be so much more productive. So, you know, a lot of my times when I'm done doing episodes here, I'll go to Amoeba and I'll buy records, and you know, they'll give you discounts. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, I think it's like, it's $3 on anything over $5. So
yeah,
you don't have to spend that much to get this discount, which is great.
Yeah. It's pretty admirable. And some of the other places I think that are doing a lot of stuff is, I want to say, let's see, where else here? Oh, Kohl's.
Yes.
That's legendary.
That is one of our new ones. I love Kohl's. Have you ever been to the Red Bar?
No.
You should, the red car, I think it's called the Red Car Bar. It's pretty awesome. But this discount does not apply to that, unfortunately. But it applies to a lot of other really awesome food.
Tell me something. Do you know any of the other ones?
You get actually a 15% discount on, you know, all food at Kohl's. So if you want to enjoy, like, you know, they've got like fries, I think salads, and of course the famous French dip, you know. So just go, you can go in there for happy hour, for after happy hour, have dinner, and then you show your tap card and you get to save 15%.
That's great. You know, this is the 80th episode, and I just did an episode with Ron Salisbury, who owns the El Cholo restaurant chain.
Oh, okay.
He was just in here, and it was just a fabulous interview. Maybe he can start honoring the tap card
for
a discount. Because you know what? I was explaining to him. I gave a testimonial. I mean, you know, I live in downtown, the downtown area. And, you know, I go to a lot of NBA games at Staples Center.
Okay.
Hockey. I'm a big sports buff. A lot of concerts. I love music.
Did you know that we also have a discount with the Kings and Clippers?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, you get to save, I think it's 10% at the team store. So if you want to buy like a Kings jersey or like a Clippers hat or
really?
Something like that, yeah, you can save 10% at the team store.
So the LA team store, if you just show your tap card, you get 10% off.
That's right.
That's pretty solid. I mean, some of these jerseys are $100. And, you know, if you get $10 off, it's a $90 item instead of $100.
Right.
So, I mean, it adds up pretty quick. Your
right.
savings.
And, you know, if you're buying it for somebody else in particular,
Christmas time,
do that kind of thing.
All that. You know, I mean, with the MTA expanded Blue Line, I mean, the way it was installed next to LA Live, I mean, it just finally feels like you're living in a city.
Yeah.
It really does. You know, being from here, you know, growing up, you know, we'd have to go to the Forum to see the Lakers and LA Sports Arena to see the Clippers. And, you know, at the time I was living in Whittier, that's where I grew up. And you'd have to, like, you know, just drive so far or, you know, Long Beach Arena to see a concert. It was just, and then maybe a band was playing in Anaheim, you know, a big show. It was just all this unnecessary driving. And now, especially being as close as I am, you know, one bus over the bridge and then, you know, jump on the, you know, the subway system and you're, you know, LA Live. And at the same time, you're walking, you're connecting with your city, you're saving money. And I just think it's an exciting time, you know, more than ever. And now that you're offering discounts, it's even more exciting.
Right. I mean, we think it's just a great way to sort of, it's almost like a reward for a Metro rider.
That's
that
cool.
Like, you know, you're taking Metro and this is additional ways we can help you save. And I think this is especially important for the holidays. I know people, you know, spend a lot of money buying gifts, and once the holidays roll around, you're always a little short in cash because you've just spent all this money buying for mom and dad and brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, with this discount, then maybe you can reward yourself and buy yourself a little something nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. You guys are doing a contest also, 12 Days of Metro.
Yes, that is something new that we're trying out this year. It's going to be on Instagram. So if you follow us on Instagram at Metro Los Angeles, the contest starts December 5th. And we'll be putting out daily clues on the weekdays. So on weekends, you can still enjoy yourselves. But on the weekdays, pay attention to us. And, you know, if you solve the clue, go to that location, take a photo with your tap card in there somewhere, and tag us with also with Tap and Save. Then you'll be entered into a drawing. And every day, we draw a name out of the hat, and you get to win one of our great prizes.
Very cool. That's pretty creative. I like that. And it seems like, you know, it's a perfect contest for Instagram because, as you know, when you take public transportation in a lot of, you know, different directions, you're on foot when you get off.
Right.
So you're not like binded to an automobile and you get to see between every building.
Right.
And there's a lot of interesting things. You know, I got an acquaintance of mine. His name's Tad Suzuki and he's a great skateboarder and he's obsessed with fire hydrants.
Oh.
And he on his Instagram, he'll skate around town all over Los Angeles. He loves taking public transportation, and he'll be skateboarding, and then he'll just like see like a fire hydrant that's painted blue or red, and he's all about like documenting that through Instagram.
Yeah, I think it's so
pretty
and
cool,
it's so
right?
much better than being in a car because you know you're driving, and then they always say don't drive and take pictures because that's not safe, which it isn't.
Yeah,
and we totally don't encourage that.
Or texting is very bad, but everyone
does. Right. I know. if you get in an accident, it's terrible. But you know, on Metro, you don't have to worry about those kind of things because you're not worrying about driving. You're just sitting there enjoying the view, and you know you can text or call or do whatever you want.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I ask every Metro communications person this that comes in.
Okay.
I've asked Jose. I've asked Paul, Dave. Who else came? Miriam.
Oh, okay.
Miriam Long, everyone. I got to ask you, what's your favorite line to ride? Or do you have one?
I ride the Gold Line all the time, so that's probably my favorite by default. Yeah, I take that every morning, you know, and it's
so you come into downtown?
I do, because I live in Pasadena.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's a nice commute. It's about a 20-minute ride. It's really easy. I can sleep on the train, so, you know, I don't have to worry about that.
Well, think about it. I mean, if you were driving, it would take about an hour.
Right.
Maybe even more sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I see it all the time. I'm going over the bridge and you see the 110 and it's clogged up with cars, you know, where it meets the 5 and the 2 and everything's just kind of jam-packed in there. And I'm like, oh, I'm reading my book. I'm taking a nap.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could actually kind of refresh, like close your eyes and just kind of like...
Right.
Just decompress before you go into the office. And
yeah.
You couldn't do that because you would slam into a wall.
I know.
I mean, it's really cool. I mean, there's so many more, pros than cons. And that's what Los Angeles Nista is about, this 80th episode. You know, I'm very proud of it because we've gone, you know, this far and we're going to keep going further. And each episode, we know, when it's not a MTA employee coming in to talk about the new promotions, we always highlight an area like we did with Ron Salisbury from El Cholo. We talked about downtown and, you know, what's around there and how to get there without a car. And, you know, luckily he came in to represent that establishment that I wanted to highlight. And, you know, I mean, I always say this every episode, and I'm going to say it again. I mean, car-free Los Angeles, that's where it's at because you can save money with gas.
Right.
You know, what I do, now I told Paul Gonzalez this, and he thought it was great. The Easy Pass. Now, that's not a tap card, but it's a different monthly pass. So because I go out, even though I live in a downtown area and work in downtown in Hollywood, I go out towards Whittier a lot.
Okay.
For family. And then they got a lot of friends in Long Beach. So the Easy Pass allows you to ride other agencies.
Right.
So it's more upfront for a monthly pass. It's like 84 versus like 70 for a Metro Pass.
I think monthly. 75. Yeah.
So it's like $9 more. But when you divide it by 30 days, it's $2.85 a day.
Right.
Think about for $2.85. I mean, I've gone from downtown to here. Just down the street, Hollywood, Universal, and then back to Whittier, and then back to downtown for $2.85.
And I couldn't even buy you a tank of gas these days.
I know.
Yeah.
And parking.
And parking and all the other fun stuff that comes with having a car.
Yeah. And the whole time, you know, when I was commuting to my next destination for meetings, I was actually like writing emails for work and, you know, just being productive. So you just get so much more out of it. Now that you're offering discounts, I mean, I don't know why people wouldn't use this.
Yeah, I think if you want to check it out, we have holiday hot picks at metro.net/holidays. That's where you can find all the official rules for the Instagram contest. Mm-hmm. And, we have, those are the special picks that we point out that, you know, might be especially noteworthy for the holiday season. But if you just go to metro.net/discounts, you can also find all the other discounts we have offering. I think there's some great ones like Yogurtland. What are some other ones? I think, Casey's Irish Pub is a pretty big one in downtown.
They have discounts also?
Yes, that's discount on all the food. But, you know, they play music there. You can go there and play pool. I think they have a great place downstairs. Then they have a ping pong table too.
Yeah, oh, I love ping pong.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a really great place. And we do have, 15% discount at Casey's Irish Pub.
Wow.
So that's pretty awesome.
That's something. You know, also with the Gold Line, from having a lot of experience taking all the different lines, the Expo line, the Red Line, the Blue Line, mm-hmm. Green Line, I think the Gold Line is the most scenic route because you're above mostly,
right.
And you're going through the hills of like Highland Park and Pasadena.
I mean, I hate to be biased, but I think that too.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice. It's a really nice ride.
Well, you're going over the bridge and you see the trees, and you know, and during the fall, it's just gorgeous because all the trees are changing colors.
Right.
And you're over the river with the fog, and it's really nice.
Right. Yeah. I mean, taking the Red Line all over the place is great, especially between downtown and Hollywood, because that's where traffic is, and you could get there 17 minutes each way. But I mean, you know, if you could have the scenery.
I think that's the one big drawback for the subway. Like, I love the subway because it's fast, but you know, you're just looking out in the darkness.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. And lastly, I wanted to touch on any other promotions that you wanted to talk about. Was there anything happening that we missed?
I think we covered a lot of it. We actually have a couple of new promotions I think people might not know about yet that I'd love to talk about.
Let's talk about that.
At Union Station and through December 31st, there's a See's Candy kiosk there that you can get a 10% discount at with your tap card.
I've seen that.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a great place if you want to pick up some holiday chocolate, and that's a
lot
of fun.
Like in between, you know, work and visiting people, like, oh, I need to get a gift for this person.
Right.
It's
and
so
actually,
convenient.
Because Union Station is such a beautiful place too, you know, there's a Trax restaurant there. And after 5 p.m., if you go there...
I've been to Trax. It's a very beautiful restaurant.
It's 10% off with your tap card. So, wow. You can go there and enjoy the, beautiful architecture. And right now with all the decorations going up, it's going to be lit up. It'll be beautiful and have a great meal.
Yeah, I'm also going to be doing an Olvera Street El Pueblo episode. And I'm going to do that right before they do the tree lighting ceremony on December 6th. And I'm actually going to lead a gold line caravan. I'm going to get a lot of friends and family from Whittier that don't really venture off to downtown much.
Right.
And, have everyone meet at the Atlantic Gold Line Station right off the 60 and Atlantic Boulevard.
Okay.
And just take, an 18-minute ride into Union Station across the street, and you're at the beautiful tree lighting ceremony.
And the best part is, because you said you were bringing family, if they want to get a souvenir, they can go to the, Avila Adobe Visitor Center and save 15% with their tap card.
Wow.
So they can get a souvenir to take home with them about this great experience.
Wow.
And seeing the great tree lighting.
Yeah. I mean, there's all these great things happening. And, I think people, if they're not open to realizing that all this exists, you're able to cover a lot of geography with no stress and no parking fees and less gas mileage and gas money. You could really get, if it works for you, you could really get everyone together and go to these things.
I think this is the perfect time, especially for a lot of people to try Metro, because it's the holidays. You got family coming in from out of town. Your
Absolutely.
Kids are out of school and they're looking for things to do. Maybe they can't drive. So you tell them, here's a day pass, it's $5, and then you can go out there and explore the city like a true Angelina would.
Exactly. And one thing I always like to promote before we wrap it up is that, the Red Line, the Gold Line, all the MTA Metro bus and rail service is amazing when you want to go out and enjoy nightlife, because no one wants you to drink and drive.
Oh, absolutely. We offer free rides Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, we also run service all night. So if you are
it's 24 hours?
It's 24 hours on New Year's Eve on all Metro Rail, the Silver Line and the Orange Line. So if you want to go out and enjoy yourself and party till dawn, you are welcome to do that. And Metro can make sure you get home.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's a wrap. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we're going to get a few colors in.